negative detector is sense, like, gone through significant iterations.
Okay.
There's a completely new version of negative detector out.
Oh, interesting.
Also, the 2019 data was from, like, at the time, the 2019 data and the data that was used in the paper was, like, the base model of
negative.
Okay. Manual filtering, there was no precise coding. It was like off the shelf, put on this data. What
okay.
they're doing for the
I missed the last one.
Reanalysis.
Oh, sorry.
We get to work best. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
yeah.
you. Sorry, you cut out for a moment.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was just saying that this run, the person who I'm working with is actually going to try to customize and tweak it to work better specifically for our image set. So in theory, it should be much better this time around.
Sweet. I do have one last, like, I guess, big question for you, but feel free, if you're going to show me something in relation to the paper.
Well, I was just going to explain why it works so good for motion detection.
Yeah.
So, like, this box represents the size of an object that motion detection can identify. And these subsequent boxes, like this one's the size of an object that negative detector can identify.
Mm-hmm.
So, because this is, you know, significantly smaller than what the motion detection can identify, it reasons that anything that's detected by the motion detection sensor can probably be detected by a negative detector.
Okay.
So that's not like, I don't know, a visual explanation.
No, it's helpful. Yeah, I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah. What was your next question?
Yeah, my, like, I guess the last big question I had here is, like, moving forward in terms of, like, housing and transferring this data, did you have, I don't know what you've done in the past, or if you have any solutions for, like, where you've been storing this?
I think that's, like, my job security.
Okay.
That's how I remain useful.
Yeah.
So with the acoustic stuff, there's been so many people that have been involved with that they have probably, they can probably answer that question the best.
Yeah.
Because they've been having to transfer it back and forth and to different people and whatever it might be. Since I was kind of a lone wolf doing my own thing, I am the only one that physically possesses all of the data.
Yeah.
In its processed form. I am sending it off to Microsoft now. I do have it on hand. It's just not readily accessible.
So yeah.
I can send you subset, I can send you like the Excel files or whatever you need, CSV files. But to actually review the images, if it's beyond like a couple thousand images, it's just not feasible to transfer it over the cloud. I've tried to, like, the very first year, I tried to use the same cloud sharing thing that they were doing with the acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess there's an issue with, even though my data, total volume of data is relatively small, because there's so many individual files, it takes so much longer.
Oh.
I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah, no, I can see how that would be a problem, because NS helped me send like 10 terabytes of audio data, but that was also like in a couple hundred files, which is, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess there's something that happens when there's a large volume of individual files that slows down the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my total data volume is only, like, 2 terabytes, 1.5 terabytes, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's 6 million different image files.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just takes forever to download.
Yeah, okay.
So I can try to put it on a cloud server. Otherwise, it'll be in Todd's hands in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Once Todd gets it back to me.
And I really don't know if I'm going to use this data set, but I'm trying to figure it out now. So that's kind of why I'm having these conversations.